From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
When the sun sets on Mount Tam, the sky transforms from light to dark. Sunlight fades and stars emerge, but true darkness never arrives. The glow from surrounding city lights obscures the view of the stars and planets above. Still, it gets pretty dark up there. On a recent visit, I saw a lot of stars, about 6,000 according to my guide, Chad Moore. He was there to study light pollution, the illumination of the night sky caused by artificial light. He explained that if the sky was completely dark, we would have been able to see more than 15,000 stars. Should I care about the stars that I couldn't see? Surely we should worry about more important things, like global warming or terrorism. Faced with weighty problems, who cares if we're brightening the night sky? Consider the facts. The National Park Service predicts that truly dark skies will virtually vanish from the continental U.S. in 15 years. Night lights can disorient birds, moths, and sea turtle hatchlings. In brightly lit areas, fireflies can't communicate, nocturnal frogs aren't choosy about their mates, and salmon are snapped up by harbor seals. Even plants are affected. Flowers that bloom at night have less time for pollination when they're exposed to artificial light. Chad Moore says that light pollution is one environmental problem with a straightforward solution, and it doesn't mean turning off the lights. Smarter fixtures and bulbs save energy, minimize over-illumination, reduce glare, and direct light downward where it's needed most, instead of up towards the heavens. Like so many stargazers, I feel small and humble when I experience the night sky. I do care about the stars I can't see. We don't know the full effects of light pollution, but I wonder how it pollutes our point of view. City lights obscure not just the view of the stars, but also of our place in the world and in the universe. Maybe, just maybe, if we understood these things better, we would also be able to solve those more important problems. With a Perspective, I'm Allison Frommi.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.